Okay, and at the moment there's an exhibition in Weymouth, the Mexican Experience. And joining me now is Sylvia Pineda, who's going to tell us all about it. I'm sure I keep getting your surname wrong, do I, Sylvia?
It's close enough. It's Sylvia Pineda. It sounds good.
That's very kind of you. Now then, tell us a little bit about the exhibition, Sylvia.
This exhibition is, if you like, to showcase my country. I'm talking about, it's an exhibition of art, but not just art, information as well. And all this information is illustrated with art, like statues and things like that, so to make it interesting. But you learn a lot.
Yeah, as well as art, you've got things like the culture, flora and fauna, haven't you? Yeah.
Culture, history, flora and fauna, art. Culture in general, Mexican culture.
And you were saying that at the beginning, at the opening, it was very, very popular.
Oh, it was fantastic. We had a full house, and the church where we are is big. It's quite big, and we had I did a talk about Mexico. We had a folk dancer, a Mexican folk dancer, and we had Mexican food, and it was buzzing. It was really, really good.
It sounds fantastic, especially the bit about Mexican food. A bit spicy, maybe.
Yes, yes. Well, it was optional because I put two sauces, one medium heat and one really hot, with signs at your peril.
I think I need a sign. So when you talk about the Mexican culture, what sort of things can people learn?
About flora, fauna, history. For example, I have a shrine, Day of the Death, shrine, which is interesting because it's very different to how you see death here and the celebrations and all that. I have a section about Frida Kahlo. I have a section about flora and fauna, which is very interesting.
Can you tell us a little bit about the celebration of the dead? How does that work in Mexico?
We have big festivities in November where we put shrines, and the shrine has candles. I'm going to miss some of the elements, but candles, flowers, the food your loved ones used to like, things that your loved ones used to like as well, because they visit us. It's a reunion, if you like. So it's a celebration of the people that have left us.
Yeah, and I mean, I was telling you, my two children who are adults, they've both been to Mexico on holiday, and they've brought back like figures, which I think are all to do with the celebration of the day.
Yes, it's funny because even the children are integrated in all this, and it's traditional to do skulls made of sugar, and you put the name of the child on the skull, so it's a bit of a happy occasion. Sweets associated with all that, and you see death as a natural thing, and you're celebrating the people that went.
So it's very different to what we have here, like you say. Yeah.
Yes.
And tell us about some of your arts that you do all sorts, don't you?
I do all sorts. I do abstract. I do a lot of poor painting art, which, by the way, was started by a Mexican painter. In my talk, I tell you about all about that. And I do sculpture as well. I do small papier-mâché sculptures, and I have started cardboard sculptures. And if I may say so, they are quite impressive because all you see is cardboard. But you see, for example, I have an Aztec warrior in the exhibition that measures 1.9 meters, so he's big with his headdress, feather headdress, and a monkey as well.
Oh, fantastic. And you were saying earlier on that you've been commissioned to do a mural as well.
Yes,
tell us about that.
I'm very happy. It's a commission to do a mural at the Weymouth train station, and it's going to feature the clock and beach and some people there. So, yeah.
That sounds very exciting. Is that going to be a big mural?
It was originally going to be 7.4 by 3, and it was reduced to 3.4 by 3, but it's still quite impressive.
And back to the exhibition at the moment, children are being encouraged to take part as well.
Yes, we have art materials there, and the idea is that children, inspired what they see in the exhibition, create art, and they enter a competition.
Yeah. And some prizes for the best?
No, it's just a certificate.
Oh, well, yeah, but that's, I mean, when you're a young person, That's good.
It's the pride of being winning in a competition, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And just tell everybody whereabouts the exhibition is.
This is in the Holy Trinity Church, which is in Weymouth, which is in Trinity Road, which is the church that is just by the town bridge.
Right.
And I have to say, it's not just me. There's another exhibition running alongside, and it's the Hope Exhibition. And this is organized by Jeannie Angus, and is showing art made by clients of the Lantern Charity. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting as well.
Yeah, I've got the notes here. It's the Lantern Trust, and it's to challenge negative attitudes towards homelessness, highlight creativity, and give participants pride in their achievement. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
So you've got two exhibitions then, really.
Yes.
And it's a freebie. You don't have to pay.
It's free. You don't have to pay anything. It's thanks to our sponsors as well, because without them, we wouldn't have been able to do this. And our sponsors, if I can mention them, are Artway, Community Rail Network, Dorset Council, the Lantern Trust, and Weymouth Town Council.
Yeah, well done for them for supporting it.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure our listeners are wondering, how long have you been living in England, Sylvia?
31 years.
31 years?
Yes.
And did you speak very good English before you came here?
Not that good. I have some anecdotes of me saying the wrong thing, which I'm not going to say here.
All right, a bit embarrassing.
Yes.
We've all been there. I think when we go to different countries, I could tell you some stories, but I'd probably be taken off the air, actually. But yes. And tell us, how did you come to end up in England?
Well, I married an Englishman, so I could say it's love that brought me here.
Oh, that's lovely, yeah. And tell everybody how you met.
Well, we met through a magazine, Loot magazine, and an equivalent magazine in Mexico. He put an ad for international friends, and I answered it.
Yeah.
And the rest is history.
Yeah. And as we were saying, well before internet dating, you were ahead of the game there, Sylvia.
Yes, yes, that's right.
Lovely. Well, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you very much.
The exhibition goes well. It's until the end of the month, to the 31st.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, let's hope that you fill it all up again.
11 to 4.
11 till 4. Lovely. Well, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you very much.